Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World. I'm Jim.
And I'm Bill.
What a great day today, Bill.
Yes.
Today is
first Saturday in May.
May 6th, 2017. Today was the 143rd running of the Kentucky Derby.
143rd?
Yes.
That's great. I was unaware that there had been so many. I knew there was over 100. I knew it started in the 1800s. I didn't know.
Yeah, quite a rich history, too.
And, oh,
you know, a little over a year ago, I was there. I took the tour. And in fact, on this same weekend last year,
we did
a podcast. Remember, we recorded it over at Kim's house.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did.
And that was the I.W. Harper.
Ooh. How do you forget the I.W. Harper?
One of our favorites
that is
to this
still
day.
Still our, you know.
Yeah.
There's no bourbon has touched that yet.
No, I don't believe so. And we've had some many fine bourbons.
We have.
So, jumping around a little bit here.
Yes.
A few weeks ago, we went to our favorite whiskey store.
We did.
You were the one who turned me on to the private tasting that they had.
Exactly. Right?
We learned something shocking about bourbon. And
well, we learned something that we didn't know. That the United States actually has an official bourbon month. And it's not May.
It's not May. What's going on?
Dumbfounded as we were, considering the Kentucky Derby's in May, bourbon's from Kentucky.
What's more Kentucky than bourbon and the Derby?
Right. Why would you not have bourbon month be in May?
It made no sense. And what month is it that they celebrate? By congressional decree, if I'm not mistaken.
September.
September.
Now, September, to me, is a beer month.
That's what I would have guessed.
Because it's right at the end of baseball season when, you know, the playoffs are coming and football is starting. There's no finer beer month than September.
September, October.
Well, October with Oktoberfest,
right.
I can see. But still, I generally consider September
the beginning of the fall
season.
So.
Right. The beginning of the fall season, and it's when all the sports come together.
Yeah, I don't
but,
know.
Apparently, we are to drink bourbon in September, Jim.
Well, we can do that, and we will, but I've of the opinion that we will not bow to this societal convention, and we will continue with...
I will thumb my nose.
That's not attractive.
Thank you.
I think you got some on me, too.
Sorry. At the societal convention of not having Bourbon Month in May.
No, we're going to celebrate the Kentucky Derby. I'm wearing the shirt that I bought at Churchill Downs.
You are. It's a fine-looking shirt. Let me snap a nice picture of that.
Oh, thank you.
Jim in his derby shirt. Fantastic. Then we learned a lot of things, actually. A little bit about what it means to be bottled in bond.
Right, which is pretty much that tax stamp.
Exactly. Our hostess was a very informative and very articulate lady who told us a lot of nice stories, brought them all back together. And we got this nice little bottle here, which is the Henry McKenna 10-year bourbon bottled in bond, which if you know anything about being bottled in bond, that means it's exactly 100 proof, certified by the U.S. government. And I believe it has to be under surveillance of the government. And of course, you also know a lot about with the distilling and with prohibition. So many different parts of American life comes from the whiskey trade.
It does.
Because that whole larceny story and the tax stamps and the bootleggers, which gets us to the back roads and the cars.
And it's an American story.
It is. Bourbon is the backbone of the American South. It is one of the greatest. Wow, this is one of the most foiled up bottles I've ever come across here.
Sealed up pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, what's the name of the one we're doing again today?
This is the Henry McKenna single barrel, 10-year bottled in bond, Kentucky straight bourbon whiskey. Heaven Hill Distilleries. Same distillery that does the Elijah Craig and a few other...
Right, we got to sample quite a few of them.
Now, this is going to give us a less than satisfying opening.
That's a cap.
It's a cap, exactly. It's one of the very few whiskey bottles that cracks open.
that's an odd sound for Hopscotch World. Usually we get the pop of the cork. Yeah, okay. We'll substitute that. Look at the color. Look at this, though.
It's a nice dark color.
Yeah.
And it's now, didn't she also tell us a story about the preacher that floated the barrels down the Mississippi?
Yes.
And how the charred oak is result of a fire that took place in that same preacher's warehouse.
Warehouse, right, yeah.
And it wasn't really meant, but that's where the color from whiskey comes from.
He heated the barrels.
And heated the barrels, right.
So he just reused the barrels
right
after they had been charred. because he had no choice. And what it did was it imparted, as we know,
right,
one of our favorite flavoring processes.
Exactly.
So it worked.
It absolutely worked.
I like to call that a happy accident.
I would agree. Yeah. So let's pour a little whiskey and see what we can do here.
Okay.
Look at that. That's a beautiful color.
Oh, pick a snoot of that.
Henry McKenna.
Okay, it's vapory, but oh.
What a nose
on it.
You got a nice flavors.
Oh, I've got the smell of the soap I just washed my hands.
It's strong. It's got a lot of high alcohol. I mean, it's 100 proof, so you're going to get a vapory scent to it.
Right.
It's deep color. I mean, this is like full-on charred oak barrel. I mean, this is a nice dark...
Check those legs, too.
Like a deep golden... I would call this a golden bronze sort of color. Yeah, strong legs. It's got a little creamy scent to it.
Yeah, the vanilla that I like to call it.
Yes. Yeah. Very tasty smells. Mm. Shall we give it a sip?
Yes, please.
Mmm.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is.
It's got Jim written all over it.
Deep,
mm-hmm.
chesty heat.
Yes, like, indeed. Like
down here in your diaphragm almost.
Oh, yeah. It goes way down.
Yes, it's definitely high alcohol content. You know that from the vapor in the nose and the heat in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's one of those, the longer it's out of your mouth, the warmer your mouth gets. I swished it around just across the front of my teeth there, and my gums are feeling it right now.
It's spicy.
Bit of spice, yeah.
It's definitely, it's high alcohol content.
Yeah.
So it's very warm. I'm still got a nice warmth in my throat
from
that first sip. See, it's got the best of all worlds. I still got that tinge of gum sweetness on my front
it does
of my
have
teeth
a bit, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those not as nice. Pronounced as many that we
no,
had.
It's not quite as strong, but it's a hint of it,
yeah,
which is great.
And I love the what I call the vanilla creaminess. It's mm-hmm. got a bit of that too, not a ton, but
and even has a little bit of woody flatness to it when you first taste it. A little bit of tongue depressor, I would say.
If you can hold a little bit in your mouth on your tongue, kind of thing, and breathe through your mouth a little bit, you get more of that gum sweetness.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you do. If you hold it in your mouth on your tongue longer, you get a little bit more sweetness. As it first comes in, I get a nice little flat, dry, like I said, tongue depressor wood.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Mm-hmm.
That's the dryness. It is dry.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
It's definitely dry, because, I mean, after that clears your throat, there's no swishing anything around.
No, in fact, even the saliva in your mouth dries out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this is quite a treat. This was... we looked at each other pretty much everything we drank and just kind of nodded like...
This is really good. This is a extremely affordable bottle. Mm,
that's another nice thing about this one.
I mean, this is
one of the lower priced ones we've ever reviewed.
But it's not lower end.
No, not at all.
This could take over from Green Spot as dollar for dollar best value.
I think it will beat it. Do you recall what the price was?
$28.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was around 30.
Yeah, it was like less than 30. I mean, Green Spot's like 45.
45-ish, yeah.
So, I mean, this isn't quite Green Spot, but it's got a really good taste. It's got a good finish. This is warming. This is definitely a warming whiskey.
More so than Green Spot.
Yes, definitely.
Although Green Spot, remember we had that. Mm. We did our side-by-side with...
Powers.
With Powers, because we thought they were radically different. They're not as different as we thought. Because the Green Spot actually was more complex than we had remembered.
Well, we'll break this up a little bit and see what we get.
Oh, I can't wait, yeah.
But with the Green Spot, having gone back and comparing it side by side with Powers, which we loved, it does not fall short. It was a really good compare.
They actually are very similar.
Powers was, I would just say, a tinge sweeter and a little smoother.
Yeah.
And I would say they're both much smoother than this. Well, a little smoother than this. Powers is...
Well, lower alcohol, too.
It's lower alcohol, so it's an easier swallow. This is... It's a sipper.
Oh, yeah.
If you're going to shoot this down, you're not going to taste it. Because you can't hold this in your mouth and take a big gulp of it.
No, I don't think so. Not with that kind of vapor.
No, it's high. It's definitely high heat.
Yeah. And the heat will get you on the backdraft, so...
Mm. I love this, though. This is great. I'll compare it to the Bullet. Not as cinnamony, not as spicy, but it still pinches the tongue on the sip, and it holds nice inside your chest.
And that gum sweetness is right up front, right on the tip of your tongue. Yeah. You're right. It's just, it's on intake that you get it.
But it's a fainter sweetness than most. But
the more I drink it, the more I notice it.
I really like this. I like how this feels in my chest right now.
You know, and it's a terribly wet spring. We're having a heck of a time around here with the rain, and it's been kind of cold.
This is actually a perfect drink for today.
Great drink for a day like this. It's a raw day.
Yes. So if any of you watched the Kentucky Derby, getting right back to that.
Great race.
But you've noticed the track was sopping, muddy, soupy, wet.
Right. That's how the infield, too, was pretty.
Every yard is in our area.
Exactly.
Right,
the infield looked a lot like.
The infield looked like.
Around here.
You know, the lower end of my backyard. Mm-hmm. With water standing everywhere. It's been a rough spring.
It has, really. The last 3 or 4 weeks, it's just been killer.
We got our lawn mowed once. Yeah. Shall we dry out the glass and try a little water?
I think we shall.
Mm. Look at that. It walks all the way up to the rim and barely slides. Mm-hmm. That's a nice, strong glass.
So the Derby was, as usual, an exciting race.
Fastest 3 minutes in sports.
Two.
Even faster than three.
It's the fastest 2 minutes in sports. So Kim and I went to OTB today, off-track betting, and we placed our bet, and one of them actually won.
Congratulations.
Always dreaming. So what did I get?
Congratulations on your Derby win.
Yeah.
I do believe you came out $2 ahead.
So, I used to do it every year.
Shall we give it a little taste? It's a little less on the vapor.
I think I'm smelling more wood.
I think it definitely gives you more of that oak wood. It's not really charred, though. It's wood. It's
more like
charcoal.
Oak.
Yeah. It's still vanilla. I'm almost going with that vanilla sweetness.
Yeah, I still get that, too.
Yeah. But, it's definitely a vanilla-y, nice, creamy.
Which I like.
Yes, you do. See how good it tastes?
Yes, that's.
Mm.
Well, the heat in the mouth is all gone. There's a little bit left in the throat. A lot sweeter,
mm-hmm.
creamier.
I was just going to say.
You got your gum all over it now.
Lessens the pinch.
Yeah.
But raises the sweetness.
Oh. This really put the heat right out of it, though. Just a touch.
Jim, I'm going to do something I never do.
You're going to add a bit more?
Just a little.
Maybe we put too much water in.
I think if we just get that little bit more, a little less water. It might give us the...
Even when you first brought it in your mouth, you could tell it was watered.
The pinch was light. The pinch on the tongue. Yeah. That first spicy bite. But the sweetness is great. The creaminess was full.
I'm getting more of the tongue depressor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely more of the straight wood, flat wood taste.
Yeah.
Let's give it a try now. Mmm. Very dry.
Yeah. It doesn't dry my mouth quite as much.
It still doesn't have the heat.
No, that, not at all.
Doesn't have the heat, doesn't have the finish. But it's got that really pronounced wood now.
Yeah, it does. And sweet. And gum.
Yeah, it's weird. Because it's flat and dry on the wood.
Yeah.
But it's got a sweet...
It's an interesting
complexity. It shouldn't go together.
But yet it does.
Yes.
And it's pretty darn nice.
Yes, it's...
I still like it neat. Better.
I'm going to say that too.
I think it's more
but
interesting.
I think this has a, it's not, I'm not as opposed to this as I am with some other ones when this drastic a change.
Right. Yeah. Well, I like the heat. I think that's what I miss most. And a little bit of the pinch. I kind of like the bite of that spice.
I like that spice a little bit more than what we got out of it. And this, here, you can take a bigger glassful, mouthful.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting how that, you know, we put 3 teaspoons of water in this.
Right.
And it,
Perhaps two would be the way to go.
It totally mellowed the finish, killed the vapor.
And the heat.
The warmth in the chest is even feels a little cool going down. Hmm. It's gone 180 degrees. Interesting.
I do like the sweetness, though, with the water. I think that added a great dimension to it, but I wish it still had some heat.
Yeah, I'm almost willing to try this with just maybe one tablespoon
of
water.
Yeah.
You know, I like the taste. It tastes good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't give you an extra dimension by adding water. It just softens the original taste.
Right. It kind of takes away dimensions.
Yes, yeah. I would say that's true. But that's why we do our little experiment.
Yeah, you? Right. That's why we do it 3 different ways. Right.
And as we all know, our third way is some nice chilled rocks.
And we typically like it chilled.
I was pretty fond of this neat.
I was too.
There you go. A little bit of whiskey on the rocks there. That chill off for a few seconds. So, that race. 73,000 trifecta.
Superfecta.
Superfecta.
Right. Right. No, the trifecta was about 8,200.
So while your horse was one of your four favorites, mm-hmm. came in first place.
Right.
Was, you know, by the time, post time was like 9.5 to 2 or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But the other two horses were long shots.
Right, the next two.
The place and show both paid more than the winner.
30-1 and 40-1, I think?
Yeah. There's definitely less vapor.
Yeah, it's still there.
Mm-hmm.
Does it seem sweeter on the nose?
Actually, there's more vapor than the water, and a little bit of spice in the nose again. We're closer back to the neat than we are with the water, I'm going to say. It is still subdued because of the chill.
Right.
Nice full spice back.
Oh, you get more of the gum.
Oh, yeah.
Going down.
The sweetness and the...
I think
you
it's
get
even
the sweetness in the mouth.
Back.
It's spicier in the front of the tongue.
And in the front, too. I'm getting it the back. Yes, back and front.
And you might not get the full heat from the neat.
No, but it's in your mouth.
But it's still, it's a slight warmth.
A little bit. Mostly it's on my tongue.
You might want to take a nice, good swig of this, Jim. You would probably enjoy that.
There's a nice, sweet residue right now sitting in my mouth.
I still have that. The wood, you've gone from the flat-out tongue depressor to more of the toothpick.
I'm getting spice more than I am less. Wood.
I'm getting spice, but it's still just a hint of that dry wood.
Yeah.
There's always that flat dryness in the background. Mmm. Jim, I'm calling it right now. I'm all for the rocks.
I am too. Now, neat was warmer.
Neat was warmer.
You're right. I took a bigger sip that time. It's still warmer in my mouth than it is in the chest.
Oh, yeah. But... it's still there, though.
A little bit.
It's not lacking like it was with the water.
This is giving me the heat that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I like sweet anyway, but so do you.
Yes.
Right? You get that gum that you like. And it stays. The sweetness stays in your mouth.
This has a great lingering...
doesn't dry like it did neat.
No, it doesn't dry as much as it did neat. And it's more pronounced than it was wet.
Yes. And the spice, too.
The spice is great.
It keeps tingling in there.
I like this spice.
Yeah, I do too. I'm with you. Rocks is the way to go, followed by neat.
Yes.
This is a great whiskey.
Oh, yeah. Going back to the whole experience, this is a $30 bottle of whiskey. Jack Daniels costs more than this.
Right.
I mean, there's no contest. This is a good, very good bourbon.
Oh, it's terrific.
All right. It's not an IW Harp.
No, but it's different.
It is than different. It's not a Willett. It's not a Harper.
No, Willett is sweeter.
Sweeter. They both are.
They both are. Although this is darn sweet right now.
This has got a subtle sweetness. This has got a complex, sweet, dry
spice.
Spice.
It's bold. The
yes,
spice is bold, almost like a bullet. I mean, okay, that's an extreme. Okay. But
see, what I say about the bullet, this is spicy, but bullet was, it's got a more pronounced cinnamon flavor than this does. This probably has a cinnamon undertone. This is a great bourbon.
This one's terrific, and pound for pound, dollar for dollar,
I'm
the value here is better than
a couple of these to keep on the bar. This is my well bourbon from now on.
You know, and think about the gift potential.
Oh yeah,
for a $30 roughly bottle of whiskey, you give this to somebody as a Christmas or birthday gift. It's inexpensive, yet it doesn't drink like it's.
You go to a dinner party, you can bring one of these with you.
Oh sure.
Well, Jim. Fantastic race. Congratulations once again on your Kentucky Derby winnings.
Thank you. Yes, I'm quite pleased. But, you know, April had a great suggestion.
We should go
sometime.
We should go. Until that time.
Yes. So until that time.
I'm Bill.
I'm Jim.
And this is Hops Factory.
Thank you for listening.